诸佛菩萨、上人、各位法师、各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。今天轮到小丹在这里练习讲法，如有讲的不如法的地方，请大家慈悲指正。上次我讲法的内容是谈到自己拜佛与忏悔的一些体会，因为时间的原因呢，我没有讲完后面准备了一些虚云老和尚的故事，所以呢，我想今天呢就借着上次的话题与大家一起回顾虚云老和尚，也是对我们修行的一种鼓励和鞭策。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, O Dhamma Masters, and all Guai's advisors, Amitabha, it's Xiaodan's turn to practice speaking Dhamma. If I have said anything not according to the Dhamma, please kindly correct me. Last time, I had shared my reflection on bowing to the Buddha and repentance. Due to the time constraint, I didn't get to finish the story that I had prepared about Venerable Master Xu Yun. So, therefore, I would like to continue the last subject and share this story with you about Venerable Master Xu Yun and take it as an encouragement for our cultivation.
虚云老和尚真是我们末法众生的一盏明灯。谈到拜佛，我们常常会想到虚云老和尚。众所周知，虚云老和尚欲报父母娶老之恩。在43岁时，曾发心从普陀山三步一拜，拜到五台山，历经3年，在虚云老和尚自述年谱上，虚云老和尚却用几句话轻描淡写地概括总结：此3年中，除为疾病所困，风雪所阻，不能拜相外，一心正念，礼拜途中历尽艰难，心生欢喜，每每借镜验心。越辛苦处，越觉心安。因此才悟古人所谓消得一份习气，便得一份光明；忍得十分烦恼，便证少分菩提。
Venerable Master Xu Yun is like a really bright lamp for the beings in Dharma ending age. When we talk about bowing to the Buddha, we often thought of Venerable Master Xu Yun. We all knew Venerable Master Xu Yun at the age of 43, in order to repay the kindness of his parents, had made the vow to have the pilgrimage of 3 steps up one bow from Mount Putuo to Mountain Wutai. It took a total of 3 years. In the autobiography of Venerable Master Xu Yun, he only briefly conclude with the following. During these 3 years, other than the time that he was stuck by the illness or the wind and snow that he couldn't make the 3 steps one bow pilgrimage, he had always had proper thought with single mind. During this pilgrimage, he had gone through a lot of difficulties, but he had obtained bliss in mind. He always tests his own mind with all these states. The more suffering he ran into, the more peaceful he had felt in mind. That's why he awake to what the people in ancient time had said. Extinguishing 1 share of habits, he will obtain 1 share of brightness. Forbearing the 10 shares of affliction, he was able to certify little share of bodhi.
虚云老和尚生下时，母亲就往生了，从未见过慈容。每次想起，常觉心痛。为了报母恩，在58岁时，曾往阿育王室发愿拜佛舍利，燃指供佛，超度痴心。在虚云老和尚自述年谱上，虚云老和尚只是淡淡的描写一小段话。其实其中的心酸难以言表。在阿育王室，虚云老和尚拜舍利，每天一定拜3000拜。忽然有一天夜里，在禅坐中似梦非梦，见空中一条金龙飞落在舍利殿前天池内，长数丈，金光晃耀。虚云老和尚骑上龙背，即腾空到一个地方，山水秀丽，花木清幽，楼阁宫殿庄严奇妙。见母亲在楼阁上眺望，虚云老和尚即大叫：“母亲，请您骑上龙来，到西方去。”龙即下降，梦即惊醒，觉得身心清爽，境界了然，平生梦母只此一次。
When Venerable Master Xuan was born, the mother passed away, so he had never get to meet with the mother, never get to see the face of the mother. Every time when he thought about that, he always feel pain in heart. In order to repay the kindness of the mother, at age of 58, he had gone to the Ashokarama to make the vow to make homage to the shariras of the Buddha, burn his finger to offer to the Buddha in order to cross over his mother. In his autobiography, Venerable Master Xuan only briefly described a little bit. However, the suffering he had gone through, the difficulty he has gone through is really difficult to describe. In Ashokarama, Venerable Master Xuan had bowed to the Sharira 3,000. He had made 3,000 bows a day. One day, suddenly he saw a golden dragon when he was sitting in meditation. It was like a dream, but it wasn't a dream, that he saw this golden dragon in the air flying down to the pool in front of the Sharira hall. The dragon was about several tens of feet long, and the golden light was dazzling. Venerable Master Xuan rode on the back of the dragon and flew to the air to a place and where there has beautiful scenery, has quiescent atmosphere with all the flowers and trees, pagoda and palace. It was so adorned and wonderful that he saw his mother was looking afar on the pavilion. Venerable Master Xuan shouted out to the mother, "Ride on this dragon to the Western Pure Land." Then the dragon descended, and he got awakened from the dream. He felt mentally and physically fresh and cool, and all this day was so clear. There was the only time he had dreamed of his mother.
继续拜舍利时。 须臾老和尚起初看到如绿豆大的紫黑色的舍利，再拜时变为赤色有光泽的珠子，接着拜下去，看到舍利变得大过黄豆，色泽黄白，确信舍利根据人的根气境界而示现的。由于急于求愿，增加礼拜，到十一月初大病顿发，完全不能再拜，病越加沉重，被送进如意疗。 服药完全无效，只能卧不能坐。当时承蒙显亲手作和中量接院等多方施救，废柴费力终不见效。众人以为须臾老和尚誓缘已尽，但须臾老和尚已听任知，只是燃指不成，心生焦虑。So
he continued make obeisance to the Shariras. Venerable Master at first saw the Sharira as big as a green bean in purple-black color. When he continued bowing, it turned into red pearls with brightness. And after he continued bowing, he saw the Sharira turn to be bigger than the yellow bean with the color of half yellow and half white. So he confirmed that the way you are looking at the Sharira, depending on your disposition of each person, in order to have more experimenting on this or confirmation, he increased the bowing, but he got so seriously ill in the beginning of November that he was so ill that he could not continue bowing. And since he was so ill, he was sent to the as-you-wish room, and all the medicine did not work. He can only lie down. He cannot just sit up. With the help with the head monk, Xian Qin, and the superintendent, Zhong Liang, and they have spent a lot of money and effort to help him, but it did not work at all. So the great assembly thought the Venerable Master's affinity with this world has already about to end. And Venerable Master Xuan always kind of followed along with it. However, the only concern he had was he did not complete burning his finger to offer to the Buddha.
到16日，有8个人进如意寮看望须臾老和尚，都是为染指而来的法师，以为须臾老和尚病还不重， 而秋半一起燃纸。须臾老和尚听后，才知第二天为燃纸的日期，坚持请求参加，首座等皆不赞许，恐怕危险。此时须臾老和尚不觉泪如泉涌，说：“生死谁能免者？我欲报母恩，发愿燃纸，赏印并终止，生以何意？愿以死为休矣。”可见当时须臾老和尚是报死，也要燃纸供佛超度慈母。当时重量建院呢只有21岁，听后呢流泪地说：“你不要烦恼，我帮助你成就，我会为你安排。”须臾老和尚合掌谢之。第二天一早，重量建院请他的师弟宗信法师帮须臾老和尚燃纸，几个人轮流把须臾老和尚扶上大殿礼佛，经种种仪式礼诵及大众念忏悔文。此时须臾老和尚一心念佛超度慈母，开始上觉痛苦，继而心见清定，终而自觉朗然，念至法界上身阿弥陀佛。须臾老和尚顿觉全身84000毛孔一齐竖起。燃纸结束后，须臾老和尚自己起立拜佛，不用人扶，此时不知自己自有病也。于是步行酬谢大众回疗房，众人闲叹稀有，即日迁出如意寮，大病痊愈。可见须臾老和尚自诚自孝，为法忘居，真是很难用语言来表达。病体的恢复正是须臾老和尚的虔诚心所感应。
On the 16 days, there were 8 people came to the As You Wish room to visit Venerable Master Xu Yin. Their old Dharma master came for the finger burning ceremony. They thought the old monk wasn't that sick, so they were asking him to accompany them for the finger burning. After Venerable Master Xu Yin had heard that, he knew the second day was the day for burning the finger, and he insists to participate. But the head monk did not approve because they were afraid there will be any danger. Venerable Master, at that time, the tears kind of coming rolling down, and then he said, "How can one avoid the birth and death? I would like to repay the kindness of my mother, that I make the vow to burn my finger. Now, if I cease my vow, then how would they benefit me if I am still living, or benefiting my mother? I would rather die." You can see that the Venerable Master Xu Yin really want to burn the finger to make offering to the Buddha in order to cross over the mother. The superintendent Zhong Liang was only 21 at that time. When he heard that, he went into tears as well. He said, "You shouldn't be afflicted. I will help you to accomplish it. I will arrange it for you." Venerable Master Xu Yin had thanked him with the palm together. The next morning, the superintendent asked his Dharma brother to burn their finger for Venerable Master Xu Yin. A few people took turn to hold the Venerable Master Xu Yin to the great hall to bow to the Buddha. After the ceremony and after the repentance recitation, Venerable Master Xu Yin single-mindedly recited the Buddha's name to cross over his kind mother. At first, he still feels suffering. Then he feels clear and calm, and then he had crystal clear on his awareness. Until people recite the Dharma Realm Treasury Body Amitabha, Venerable Master Xu Yin feel his 80,000 pores in his body all perk up altogether. After the ceremony was done, Venerable Master Xu Yin was able to stand up and bow to the Buddha without anybody supporting him. And at this time, it seems like he did not know he was ill. So he walked to thank the great assembly and returned to his own room. Everybody was so proclaiming how rare it was. And the same day, he moved out the As You Wish room and he completely recover from the serious illness. You can see from here that with this great sincerity and filiality, Venerable Master Xu Yin forget his own body in because of the Dharma. It's really hard to describe it with languages. And he recovered from this illness. It was because it was the response from his sincerity.
下面有一段华严经经文，我想与大家分享。在华严经第十九卷十横品中，菩萨摩诃萨修第三无伪逆横。此菩萨常修忍辱的法门，谦下恭敬，不贪求名闻利养，并发愿常为众生说法，令离一切恶，令所有众生恒常安住忍辱柔和。菩萨成就如是忍辱的法门，怎么样呢？下面经文呢这么说的：假使有百千亿哪有他阿僧祇众生来自其所，一一众生化作百千亿，哪由他阿僧祇口，一一口出百千亿，哪由他阿僧祇语。什么语言呢？各种不堪听闻极恶的言辞回辱菩萨。那又此菩萨一一各有百千亿
众生，
一一又此众生，对不起啊，又此众生一一各有百千亿，哪由他阿僧祇手，一一手各执百千亿，哪由他阿僧祇气障，逼害菩萨。如是经于阿僧祇劫，成无休息。菩萨遭此极大粗毒，身毛皆束，命将欲断。那此时菩萨呢，命如悬丝，只剩下一口气了。他是不是起嗔恨心了呢？
That's a paragraph from Avatamsaka Sutra that I would like to share with everybody. This was a quote from the 19th Road 10 Conduct Chapter that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva practiced the third non-rebellious conduct. This Bodhisattva always cultivates the Dhamma door of patience. He's always humble and respectful, not greedy for fame and wealth, and always make vow to speak Dhamma for living beings, enable the beings to be apart from all evils, and enable all living beings to permanently dwell in patience and gentleness. The Bodhisattva accomplished this kind of practice, this patience samadhor. How do they practice it? So if there are 100,000 billion Nayuta Asamkhyak beings come to his place, and all beings transform into 100,000 billion Nayuta Asamkhyak's mouth, all this mouth has spoken 100,000 billion Nayuta Asamkhya language. What kind of language? All kinds of language. They were so voracious that people cannot hear to slander Bodhisattva. And all these beings all have this 100,000 billion Nayuta Asamkhya hands. Each hand is holding 100,000 billion Nayuta Asamkhya's big clubs or rod to press and harm the Bodhisattva. After Asamkhya Kalpas, without any cessation, after all this great suffering and pressing, all his body hair were all standing up and his life is about to be severed. When at this time, the Bodhisattva's life is like hanging by a thread and only have one breath left. Would Bodhisattva have a mind of anger or hatred?
那此菩萨呢，这时做如是的观想，他我因是苦，心若动乱，则自不调伏，我自生执着，怎么能令其他的众生心得清净呢？菩萨尔时呢，又做思念，他我从无始劫以来，数一生死，受诸苦恼，如是思维，从自劝力，令心清净而得欢喜。那此时菩萨呢，不但没有嗔恨心，而是发起了欢喜心。他说我呢，应该善自调奢，自能安住于佛法中，把自己的心呢安住在佛法中。那此时菩萨呢，更发愿我要令众生呢同得此法。
The Bodhisattva will have this thought.Because of this difficulty or this suffering, if my mind is moved or disturbed, then I cannot subdue myself and I will have attachment myself. How can I enable other beings to obtain clarity and purity in their mind? The Bodhisattva further had this thought, from beginningless kalpas past, I have dwelt in birth and death and suffer from all this suffering and affliction. I have to think it this way. I have to encourage and extort it myself, enable my mind to be clear and pure and obtain bliss. At this time, Bodhisattva not only did not have the mind of anger and hatred, he had come up with the mind of bliss. And he was able to regulate and subdue oneself and dwell peacefully in Buddha Dhamma. At this time, Bodhisattva even made the vow to enable beings to obtain the same Dhamma.
那此时菩萨呢，福更是为此生空寂，无我我所，无有生事。那我事故呢，我今呢，谁遭处毒，应当忍受。我为什么要忍受呢？ 菩萨呢，此时开始回向，他为持念众生故，怜饶益众生故，怜悯众生故，心不退转故，去向佛道故。那最后呢，众菩萨呢，是回向一切众生呢，同成佛道。
At this time, Bodhisattva even contemplated that the body is empty and still. There is no subject, no object. There is no reality. The nature and emptiness are not two. Even though I have encountered all this suffering or cruelty, I should bear it. Why should I bear it? The Bodhisattva start making transference to and for the mercy of the beings, to benefit the beings, and to pity the beings, and enable the beings to be awakened. So his mind did not retreat in order to, and he was able to approaching the Buddha path and make the transference to which all beings will realize the Buddhahood together.
那我为什么讲这一段呢? 因为每次送《华严经》送到这里，常常让我非常感动，真是不自觉的落泪。我在想，菩萨怎么可以这么忍耐？不仅被这么多极恶的言辞辱骂，而且还要被这么多众生毒打，最后呢，只剩下一口气，然后呢，还要劝导鼓励自己，应当忍受，并且欢喜心，最后还要给这些众生回向，同成佛道。 我们凡夫众生实在无法想象，一直觉得菩萨太慈悲了，而我们众生哪怕一句不顺耳的话，都会起嗔恨心、发脾气。二是每次念到这里，我都会想到虚云老和尚在云门四辩中所遭遇到的苦难，为我们众生实现了菩萨境界。
Why did I want to mention this paragraph? It's because every time when I recite the Avatamsaka Sutra at this point, it always moved me to tears. I always thought, how can Bodhisattva be so patient and bear all this? Not only did he got scolded by all these vicious languages, he got beaten by all these beings with cruelty. Even when he only had last breath, he still wanted to exhaust or encourage oneself to bear with it and to obtain, still come up with the mind of bliss. And at the end, still want to make transference for all these living beings to realize the Buddhahood together. As an ordinary person, I truly cannot imagine this. Because first, I feel the Bodhisattva was too kind and compassionate. As for living beings, that we always have mind of anger and hatred when we hear something unpleasant, and we always strike up temper. Second, when every time I read about this paragraph, I always thought of Venerable Master Xu Yin, the difficulty and suffering he had run through during the Yunmen incidents, and he appeared, he manifested the Bodhisattva state for all living beings.
那我准备了这个云门四辩这个故事呢，那今天是讲不完了，所以我大概呢说一下呢，就是说，如果您感兴趣的话呢，你可以看那个虚云老和尚的自述脸谱，那里讲的很详细。那当时呢是虚云老和尚呢被十几个大汉呢关在一个房间里呢。 他们呢就是毒打老和尚，而且他们这手段呢很残忍的，用那种铁棒啊和木棒啊打老和尚，而且呢用皮靴子踩老和尚啊。当老和尚已经，他们第一次打完以后呢，因为老和尚已经死了，可是呢过第二天呢看老和尚没有再入定嘛，他们又第二天又接着打。那最后的时候呢，就是说当他们看到老和尚没有死呢，他们觉得很奇怪的时候呢，就心里开始害怕，他觉得老和尚我们怎么打不死呢，他们就问他那个侍者说为什么老和尚打不死呢，他说我们老和尚啊，侍者说呢，说我老和尚是为众生受苦，为你们消灾，是打不死的，你们自己呢以后呢会知道的。所以虚云老和尚他一生呢受尽九魔死难，九死一生呢，所以上人说呢，虚云老和尚的一生受的磨难换成任何一个人早就退道心了。阿弥陀佛。
Because we're short of time, and I won't be able to finish the story about the Yunmen incident, but I will kind of brief it. If you are interested, you can look up the autobiography of Venerable Master to read all the details. What happened is Venerable Master Xu Yun was beaten by 10 up. Big man, and they used the iron and wood clubs to beat him up. And when they realized he did not die from all this torture, they also treaded on him with the leather boots on. And so when they realized he did not die, they asked his attendant, how come he did not die? And they responded that because he was taking the suffering for all living beings, and he was eradicating all the disaster for all living beings. And Venerable Master said, Venerable Master Xu Yun has suffered all this torture, but he still lives. So Venerable Master said, there is no one else who could go through all the suffering like Venerable Master Xu Yun. People will probably retreat from their cultivation long time ago. 阿弥陀佛.